Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. The lockdown in Greater Brisbane will end at midday. The Queensland Government made the announcement this morning. The state has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. It has been linked to a known group of cases. 9 infections have also been recorded in hotel quarantine. Some restrictions will remain in place. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said it had been a stressful time.
Can I really thank our Queenslanders? This has been phenomenal. It has been very stressful for everyone. People of this state have really stepped up. I cannot be more proud.
All people in Queensland are required to carry a mask and to wear them in all indoor settings. House gatherings are restricted to 30 people and there will be no dancing in public venues. Easter church services are allowed to go ahead at full capacity. A row continues between state and federal governments about delays in Australia's COVID-19 vaccination program. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has accused the Morrison government of leaking misleading information to the media. She says her state can do more to speed up the vaccine rollout.
Because if the state government doesn't step up and help the Commonwealth, we will not reach the October deadline, I can tell you now. It just doesn't stack up.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says states are doing excellent work.
Our view is that the states are all doing a good job. There are inventories that they can draw on, which we've pre-positioned with them, which means that they're in a strong position to provide additional support.
Victoria remains COVID-19 free. It's recorded 0 cases in the last 24 hours. Authorities are to carry out checks on businesses across the state to make sure they're maintaining COVID-safe practices. Around 4,000 businesses will be visited over the next 3 days. Police will take no action against federal backbencher Andrew Lamming. He was accused of taking an inappropriate photograph of a woman while she was bending over. Detectives interviewed multiple people but say they found no evidence an offence had been committed. The woman who lodged a formal complaint has been told. Police have issued road warnings ahead of Easter. They're encouraging road users to act safely over the holiday. A police operation will target people speeding, driving while drunk or on drugs, and those using mobile phones. The coronavirus supplement to the JobSeeker unemployment payment expires today. It's expected to affect more than 150,000 jobless Australians. They will now receive around $44 per day. New data shows a 117% increase in Australians booking accommodation in New Zealand. The data comes from New Zealand's largest holiday home management firm, Barkcare. A company spokesperson says Australians are booking in regions known for skiing, beaches, food and wine. French President Emmanuel Macron has ordered France into its third national lockdown to reduce COVID-19 infections. He says schools will close for 3 weeks after Easter.
2 semaines. Après la mise en place de ces mesures, les chiffres sont clairs.
We decided on the 18th of March to take measures alongside the curfew in almost 20 regions. 2 weeks after taking those measures, the numbers are clear. We will lose control if we do not move now. In the upcoming months, we need to set a new framework.
In Belgium, a court has ordered the government to lift all coronavirus containment measures within 30 days. The government risks a $7,000 daily fine if it doesn't act. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News in Easy English.